it's open mic Friday for Law and Gospel here on Worldwide KFUO on this Friday, January the 16th in the year of our Lord 2015. I'm Pastor Tom Baker, your host for today. Our theme is So What? It was something we talked about with Pastor Wes Reimnitz yesterday. And if you have any questions about yesterday, don't hesitate to call. Let me give out the numbers on this Open Mic Friday. In St. Louis, 821-0850. But even in St. Louis or anywhere in North America, 1-800-730-2727. 1-800-730-2727. And what's the subject I'm going to be talking about between calls on this Open Mic Friday is the so what of the freedom of speech. We said some things in previous programs that may have surprised you, but from a Christian point of view, we have no right not to be offended. Just because somebody says something against our faith and it offends us doesn't mean that they can't do it. In fact, from a law and gospel point of view, we really want people to be honest with us about what they think about our faith. For example, a number of times somebody will say, I just can't believe what you Lutherans believe. And then I'll ask them, okay, what do we believe? And 9 times out of 10, they talk about something that I don't believe either. So we need to know where people are coming from so we can give them the proper law and gospel. Remember, on Tuesdays at Emmanuel Olivet, 9733 Olivet, 11 a.m., I'm going over the various ways in which evil strikes us. Sins of disobedience, sins of omission, and so forth. And what's the law that you give? What's the gospel that you give? What kind of reaction are you looking for? And this is really necessary to know what a person is thinking. So we want people to have freedom of speech. But this is a real problem in the United States, even though we talk about freedom of speech. One of my listeners sent me an email about the Atlanta Fire Chief fired for his faith. Can you believe that? What was he doing? Was he telling all the firemen that they need to believe in Jesus Christ? No. This is really quite amazing. Atlanta Mayor Kazem Reed fired the chief purely on the grounds of his faith. Let me read this section. Reed's complaint, that's the mayor's complaint against Cochran, and that's the name of the chief, is that he authored a book for his men's Bible study that upholds the biblical view of sexuality, a book that contradicts the homosexual agenda. And then after first giving Cochran a month-long suspension without pay in November, Reed announced that he would be fired. Well, what did Cochran write? Well, this was a 160-page book on biblical morality. But it is only one half of a page in that book where he addresses homosexuality. He wrote that sex was created by God for procreation and that he intended it to be between a married man and a woman. Any other sex outside of that, Cochran said, including sex outside of marriage, is a sin. Well, church leaders in Atlanta say that Cochran's firing has everything to do with his religious beliefs. And that's really interesting that he's fired in January, because on January the 16th, which is today, this is Religious Freedom Day, as declared each year by the President of the United States. So I bet a lot of people didn't know that. We ought to have a holiday for that. By the way, we do have a holiday this coming Monday, and so we won't be here. And so the schedule's changed a bit with him on Tuesday, biblical readings for the text of Sunday on Wednesday, ruminations with Wes Reimnitz on Thursday, and open mic Friday. So we're not here Monday, but at least you can look forward to us being back on Tuesday. But this freedom of speech, today is Religious Freedom Day. And the Atlanta chief, he gets fired, not for something he was doing on the job, but for a book he wrote for his Bible study. Well, you can imagine the books that we have written. We have a publishing company, Terrellian Productions. You can see some of them by going to lawandgospel101.com and checking under products. Well, I would be fired from most jobs of a secular nature if one gets fired because of one's religious beliefs. Now, fortunately, this week, hundreds of Americans, friends, and supporters have rallied at Georgia's state capitol building to stand for former Atlanta Fire Chief Kelvin Cochran, who was fired for his job for his religious views on marriage and homosexuality. See, this is something I want to really talk about here, that do we really have freedom of speech? We're going to go to the phone lines right now, and hello, who's this? You're on the air. Hello, anybody there? Okay, it looks like that they left already. Don't hesitate to phone if you want to talk to me. I'm Tom Baker. Numbers are 821-0850, toll-free 1-800-730-2727. So we've got this situation where the fire chief of Atlanta, Georgia, is fired for a Bible study that he wrote. Now, it's bad enough that secularists speak out against freedom of speech, but the Pope yesterday really raised the eyebrows of a lot of people. Here's what he said. It's wrong to provoke others by insulting their religion, and one can expect a reaction to such abuse. Does not the Pope understand that insulting a religion is always in the eye of the beholder? Now, of course, he's talking about what the magazine did in insulting the Prophet Muhammad. And you know what the example he gave? To illustrate his point, he turned to an aide who was on the plane with him while he was answering these questions, and he said, "It is true that you must not react violently, but although we are good friends, if my aide here says a curse word against my mother, he can expect a punch. It's normal." What? Well, what is the Pope saying here? That it's normal to expect a punch, and therefore the people who did the magazine should have expected retaliation? What happened to freedom of speech? For example, I don't know why nobody has asked the Roman Catholics that don't they understand that when they speak out against homosexuality, that is insulting the religion of radical homosexuals. And so is the Pope saying, well, we should expect, therefore, our cathedrals to be bombed or that our people be killed? He would never say that. As saying to his church that you better never again speak out against homosexuality or abortion or against women pastors. This is insulting to people of other religions. That's why the freedom of speech, I want to be real clear here. It is absolutely necessary that every religion have the freedom of speech so we know where they're coming from. And if you're insulted, you don't have a right not to be insulted. It's impossible, for example, for Lutherans to preach long gospel without insulting people. I've used this example before. Talking about the gospel of the forgiveness of sins to someone who does not think they are a sinner is like going up to someone and saying, I got good news for you. Oh, what's the good news? Well, here's a breath mint. They're going to be insulted. And the fact of the matter is when we preach law, we insult every sinner. Because by nature, and I'm using the Pope, you're going to get a reaction. Look what happened to Jesus. Is the Pope saying about Jesus that he should not have provoked and insulted the religion of Judaism because he should expect a punch? Well, he got a punch. He got crucified. But this didn't stop Jesus from using the freedom of speech. I think a lot of Americans don't understand how truly wonderful the United States of America is in regard to Amendment Number 1, that you have freedom of speech, even though it seems to be being misused in a lot of areas where people are not allowed to say what they want to say. Certainly in other countries, like in France. Here they have this massacre, and now they are arresting people for speech. Speech against the country, or speech talking about that, you know, Muslims are correct in Sharia law, but they're arresting people for saying these things. In Germany, they also had signed Je suis Charlie, which is French for I am Charlie. Charlie was the name of the magazine, and they're saying, we're just like Charlie. You know, we believe in freedom of speech. Then they turn around and arrest people in Germany today if you deny the Holocaust. Now, what is going on? In Canada, if you speak out against homosexuals or abortion, you can be fined or arrested by the government. As far as I know, the United States of America is the only country that permits freedom of speech. You know very well, if this radio station was in other countries throughout the world, if that's where our location was, like Saudi Arabia, there would be no way that they would allow us to continue to speak. Because we speak out against the Muslim faith, the Buddhist faith, the Hindu faith, Confucianism, atheism. And yet, it's possible that violence might occur to our churches. And it has in California, for example, where windows were broken by radical homosexuals on churches that affirm the biblical point of view. The freedom of speech is absolutely necessary. I don't care what a person says to me. And if I'm offended, and sometimes I am offended because of what they say about Jesus or what they do with statues of Jesus or the Virgin Mary, yes, I'm offended, but that's part of being in a free society. And it also gives me the opportunity to be able to talk to somebody who has a wrong view of our faith. Last night on Hannity, Duck Dynasty Willie Robertson was on, and Hannity asked him, what's happening in the country today? And he said something, and you know, he is sort of a pastor at his church. He said, well, it all began when we lost Jesus. Because when you lost Jesus, you lost morality. And when you lost morality, we now are losing our freedoms. I thought that was excellent. It's an excellent observation as to what is happening in a country that talks about free speech. But boy, look what happened in Ferguson. Yes, they had the freedom to do speech, but they didn't have the freedom to do violence. And the fact that the police did not arrest many of them, and even now are starting to arrest them because of video that they're finding, you know, that was a mistake on the part of the police. When somebody is doing something wrong, they don't have the right to do that. If they're saying something wrong, they have the right to do that. There's no problem with saying something wrong. Because in God's word, in God's mind, saying something wrong is not a sin. What is wrong is doing something wrong. And that is really quite different. There's no doubt about that in our minds. So when we take a look at what God is talking to us about, we need to be aware of the fact that we have the right to say anything. but we don't necessarily have the right to go against God's word. That is important. Going against God's word is okay in speech, but using violence to have your point of view, that is wrong. So I really agree with Duck Dynasty's Willie Robertson that, in a sense, once you lost Jesus, you lost morality. In fact, if you listened at 8:45 today, Pastor Wirth was again on, speaking out against evolution. And what he was talking about is how, if you are an evolutionist, there is no grounds for morality. And he talked about how some people had done some things trying to find morality between monkeys, but in reality, that's not happening. So what we have here is a wonderful example of these items. And if you like to phone, let's go ahead and take our first phone call from James. Hi, James. You're on the air.
Hello, Pastor. I'd like for you to give us another so what understanding.
Sure.
Okay, and I'd like the so what understanding for Proverbs 13, verse 3.
Okay.
James 1, verse 19, and Ephesians 4, verses 29. And I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, well, thanks so very much for calling there. All right, that was James. He's asking, I'm not sure I'm going to get to all of them. But let's take a look at Proverbs. Now, where's Proverbs? Well, it's right after Psalms. It's in the Old Testament. And a lot of people misunderstand the book of Proverbs because they think they're guidelines to how we are to live, when in reality, it's really law and gospel. Proverbs 13, verse 3. I'm going to start with verse 1. A wise son hears his father's instruction, but a scoffer does not listen to rebuke. From the fruit of his mouth a man eats what is good, but the desire of his treacherous is for violence. Whoever guards his mouth preserves his life. He who opens wide his lips come to ruin. Now that's an excellent verse to be talking about in light of what we're talking about, freedom of speech. Whoever guards his mouth preserves his life. He who opens wide his lips come to ruin. Now I am all for freedom of speech. You have the right to say anything you want to me. But is it moral at times to say things? For example, I'll give you an example how I would understand this verse in light of speaking out against homosexuals and their abomination. On the one hand, I would speak of it as an abomination before Almighty God. But to open my mouth and lead to ruin, I would say, and they don't deserve to be living here on earth. See, that I have the right to say, but that would be immoral to say that because it's contrary to God's word. We want homosexuals to be talking to us. We love them because they're no different than I am. My sin is not any less than their sin. And I can prove it, because both of our sins deserve eternal condemnation. That's the first reason why they're similar, identical. But the second reason is Jesus died for both. And so through faith in Jesus, one is moved to repentance, contrition over sin, and faith that Jesus has forgiven our sin. And that's why any sinner is able to go to heaven. Repentance is necessary. So, from a law gospel point of view, he who opens wide his lips come to ruin. I would say that's where you're saying things that are contrary to the word of God. I want to be real clear. You have the freedom of speech to say anything contrary to the word of God. But it would be, from God's point of view, immoral, and Christians ought not do that. So that's how I would understand that particular phrase that James is talking about. I don't have any problem at all with having the ability to do freedom of speech, but at the same time, not doing it in such a way where you go contrary to the word of God. You got to understand, in Lutheran theology, every time we give the law, every time we preach the law, we are offending people. There's no doubt about it. The other verse that he's using, James 1:19, also is very good. Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Yes, that is absolutely correct. So there's no doubt when the magazine insulted those of the Islamic faith, that was not the thing to do. But they had the freedom of expression to do it. I'm very clear on that. But what this verse is saying is that when Christians, therefore, speak out against homosexuals, we need to be quick to hear them. Let's understand what their true view is. You can't believe how many homosexuals we've talked with who are truly sorry and they're having trouble stopping their sin. They need help. If we hadn't listened to them, we wouldn't have known that. And slow to anger. You can't point the finger at a homosexual without those other fingers pointing back to you. And listen to this. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Well, and this is very important. The anger of God does produce the righteousness of God. What? What's the difference between the anger of God? When God is angry, it's always appropriate anger, like Jesus taking the whip into the temple. But when the disciples were angry, like Peter in the Garden of Gethsemane, taking out his sword and cutting off the ear of Malchus, the high priest's servant, guess what? That was man's anger. That didn't produce the righteousness of God. In fact, it was getting in the way of the cross. So I think from a law gospel point of view, both of those verses that he's given me are very good in showing that we have freedom of expression. Then we finally have the last verse. I guess we do have a little time here. Ephesians 4, verse 24. Let me read that one first of all, and then we'll see. Put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Now, you need to take a look at the next verse. Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each of you speak the truth with his neighbor. It says, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger and give no opportunity to the devil. Once more, I think this is exactly saying what we've been saying today. We have no problem with the freedom of expression from other individuals, even if it is offending our religion. But then we do not be angry with them and say, I'm not even going to talk to you. You're a terrible person. You don't deserve to be living. No. Instead, what you do, you share with them the message of Jesus Christ. And that message is both law and gospel. So yes, they can be offended. I not only disagree with the Pope here that it's wrong to provoke others by insulting them, because then the Roman Catholic Church couldn't talk about homosexuality, abortion, women, or a nation. And therefore, the Pope doesn't realize it, but he's blaming the magazine because they insulted religious figures and therefore they should have expected violence against them. No. We need to be able to speak our mind. And yes, violence may occur, but we're not responsible for it. In fact, the Catholic League president, Bill Donahue, makes a big point about this, thinking that the magazine brought upon themselves that kind of disaster. Well, from a point of view of what the Pope was saying, that if you offend my mother, I'm going to hit you. Yes, I can understand that point of view, but it was wrong for the people to do that. And therefore, those who kill those magazine editors and writers, they did not have the right to do that. And they should definitely be penalized, criminalized, caught, and whatever punishment is necessary be done. Well, once more, we've got situations going on where the Atlanta fire chief is fired for his religious views. See, that's kind of like radical Muslims. They're going to punish you for your views. Well, what did his Bible study? It wasn't even done with the folks at the fireplace. It was done, or at the fire station, it was done for his church Bible study, just because he has that view. So we're praying that the people who are protesting this will win, and that he will be restored as fire chief. It would be like saying you got to fire a Muslim because he wrote a book that Allah is God. No, he's got the right to write that book. Freedom of expression, freedom of speech. This is wonderful in the United States of America because it allows us here at KFUO to share our message with others. And those who need to hear it, you can hear it worldwide on the internet. So remember, holiday on Monday, not be back until Tuesday. And I'm preaching on Emmanuel Olivet, 5 o'clock Saturday, and 8 and 10:30 on Sunday. God bless.
Listen to Law and Gospel on Worldwide KFUO. You can write Pastor Baker at KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. Or email lawgospel@lawgospel.com. We are the messenger of good news, KFUO.